A little minuet and a musette by Johann Sebastian Bach. Good morning. That was the Philadelphia Orchestra. I'm Cordelia Brown. We've got some great classics for our Friday morning together here on KPR, where support for the music comes from Bob Schwartz Financial, helping Kansans with wealth management and investment planning across the state. Details at bobschwartzfinancial.com. And now by Handel. Here's the Handel Harp Concerto with Valerie Miot as the harpist on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. With Valerie Miot and Quebec Orchestra. That was the Handel Harp Concerto in B-flat. Next, a recording from a Topeka Symphony concert just this month. And we'll have a very spirited Corelli Violin Sonata before we hear a John Philip Sousa march. It's all part of our Friday playlist. It's always kind of a classical music party here in the mornings on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Cordelia Brown, your host, your classical friend. Well, if you like harp music, you should head to the Topeka and Shawnee County Public Library. In Topeka, the Sunday afternoon Harpists for Peace, Music for a Sunday Afternoon is the name of the concert. Staff member Jim Mosher and his friends will play their harps. Jim will be joined by harpists from all over Kansas to celebrate all things harp with a focus on world peace. They'll play solos, small ensembles, and a full ensemble. It's an afternoon that will keep you humming for days with a peaceful feeling. Harpists for Peace, it's at 3 this Sunday afternoon, and it's free at the Topeka and Shawnee County Public Library. This is KPR.
Colomini il tenero firo a lei e a te vicino. Dite chiamando, sospirando, aspetta il poverino. La tua faccetta mostrami che ho va baciar senza tardar. La tua boccuccia, amor mi cruccia, amor mi cruccia, mi sta tormentando. E mi sta tormentando. Oh, colombine, schiurimi il finestrin, che a te vicin, di te piavando. E povero Arlecchin, a te vicino, e Arlecchin.
Recorded just September 7th, just a couple of weekends ago at the Washburn, that was the Topeka Symphony Orchestra, directed by Kyle Wiley Pickett, with Sean Spires, tenor, as they welcomed the Michael Spires musical family for an unforgettable concert. If you went to that concert, you made the right choice. The aria was by Leon Cavallo, is from I Pagliacci, O Colombina. The Topeka Symphony has another concert this month, September 28th, the last Saturday of the month. I guess that's next weekend already. The Topeka Symphony is playing Tchaikovsky's Fourth Symphony, and they're also having a star composer from Thailand and some traditional Thai instruments and orchestra. So that'll be exciting. And listen a week from today here on KPR when we welcome them into the KPR studios a little bit after 11 o'clock next Friday. topekasymphony.org for more about that. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and kansaspublicradio.org. It's 9:27 and 75 degrees in Lawrence. Next is Arcangelo Corelli, one of his most beloved violin sonatas. This one has that famous Gigue in it, the ninth, violin sonata number 9 on KPR. With violinist Francois Fernandez and Glenn Wilson at the harpsichord. That was Violin Sonata Number 9, Love Potion Number 9 by Arcangelo Corelli, this morning on Kansas Public Radio. In the noon hour, a passionate piano concerto from Shostakovich, followed by a much more gentle guitar serenade. Enjoy classical music from noon to 3 with Jeff Watson this afternoon here on KPR. I'm Cordelia Brown with you until then, right here on Kansas Public Radio. The National Game. That's a march by John Philip Sousa. We heard Frederick Fennell's Eastman Wind Ensemble. You can support the Lyric Opera of Kansas City resident artists as they perform the national anthem prior to the Royals game this Sunday. It's more information at the Lyric Opera of Kansas City's website, kcopera.org, but there are all kinds of plans for Opera Day at the K, you'll see up on the big board. You can do the Lyric Opera tailgate, get to the K early for a pregame tailgate. It's a matchup between the Kansas City Royals and the San Francisco Giants. You can bring your own food and drink for that. And then there'll be special seats for the opera fans down low, right by third base. So there's also a discount, 20% discount on tickets. So it all starts at 1:10 p.m. Sunday for the game. kcopera.org. Next on KPR, let's hear some Mozart music for French horn with Timothy Brown, horn player in the Academy, for Mozart's second horn concerto, this morning on KPR. Mozart's second horn concerto, Iona Brown in the Academy with Timothy Brown. Listen for a Brahms ballade right after the news and a Haydn symphony and a Gabriel Fauré, a French piano trio with the Beaux-Arts Trio. Lots of great music coming up all day right here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Hey, it's A. Martinez. Research shows that keeping up with news helps people engage more knowledgeably in public life. And you know that Morning Edition from NPR News is a news show that covers all aspects of public life, from politics to business to culture and entertainment. Knowledge that might be even more useful in, oh, say, an election year? Engage with Morning Edition every weekday.
Join us in the morning, or I guess Monday morning, for the next Morning Edition here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. It's 10 o'clock. We're live. We're local. We're Kansas Public Radio from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg, Junction City, 91.3. And KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen through kansaspublicradio.org. You can download our app and listen through that. Or remember, you can always tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. A Brahms ballade, the first one, played by Bruce Levingston. In a few minutes right after the news, which is sponsored by the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas City Star lead political reporter Jonathan Shoreman for his series Beyond the Ballot, Wednesday, 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. It's KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm
Alina Selyukh, NPR News.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the law firm Cooley LLP. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Asia, Cooley advises entrepreneurs, investors, financial institutions, and established companies around the world where innovation meets the law. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio. Pianist Bruce Levingston for Opus 10, Johannes Brahms, the Ballade, number 1 in D minor. Next to Haydn's Symphony, and stay tuned for the Beaux-Arts Trio, playing Gabriel Fauré's piano trio in D minor. Support for classical music this morning on KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony, presenting I Got Rhythm, featuring sound, echo, and silence. A new concerto for traditional Thai instruments and orchestra, Saturday, September 28th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets at topekasymphony.org. Now here's the Orchestra of the 18th Century playing a 1786 Symphony number 82. Here's Haydn now on KPR. That's the 82nd Symphony in C major by Franz Joseph Haydn, played by Franz Bruggen's Orchestra of the 18th Century. Next, a piece that came out better than he thought it would, by a composer who really didn't want to retire, but he did, and then wrote a whole bunch of really great stuff that he was very comfortable with. It premiered on his 78th birthday. That's next on KPR. The Orchestra of Paris visits the BBC Proms tonight for Debussy's Prelude to the Afternoon of a Faun, Stravinsky's Petrushka, and Symphony Fantastique by Hector Berlioz. That's tonight at 7 for the BBC Proms tonight on all KPR1 stations. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Theater Lawrence, throwing the switch and bringing musical comedy to life with Young Frankenstein, based on the classic Mel Brooks film. Tonight through Sunday, September 29th. Tickets at theaterlawrence.com. And here's the Fauré Piano Trio in D minor, Opus 120. Fauré had retired in 1920 from the Paris Conservatory, but he hadn't really wanted to. But he surprised himself when he wrote this and some other great music, lots of great music late in his life. From May 1923, this is his piano trio in D minor, played by the Beaux-Arts Trio on KPR. The music of Gabriel Fauré from late in his life. In fact, it premiered on his 78th birthday. But he did say something. We were talking earlier about how he didn't want to retire, but then he wrote all this great music. I do want to point out that he said that, let's see, he was doing this in the south of France, and he wrote to his wife that he said that he had great fatigue, and that was the greatest thing that he had to fight in writing it. So that goes along with being 78 years old, I would imagine. Well, good morning. It's 11 o'clock, and in just a few minutes after the news, we'll hear A Song of India, and then music from L'Arlésienne and Percy Grainger and Mozart, here on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, K KANH, KANH, HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV, HD1, Olsburg, Junction City, and KANQ, Chanute. And support for news on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics hosting the Wall Street Journal's Jerry Seib and former Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel, Thursday, October 3rd at 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. This is KPR.
Live from NPR, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. And support for the news here on KPR comes from the Lead Center and the KU School of Music, presenting the KU Symphony Orchestra with Vincent Gardner and Michael Davidson on trombones, Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio. The Song of India from Sadko by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov on KPR. Next, some music by Georges Bizet, then we'll have Percy Grainger and Mozart Piano Sonata. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. Here's the complete set of tunes from L'Arlésienne, the girl from Arles, that Georges Bizet wrote the music for. It's Jaeg, John Elliott Gardner, and the National Orchestra of Lyon, here on KPR. John Elliott Gardner directing the National Orchestra of Lyon for the incidental music for L'Arlésienne by Georges Bizet on Kansas Public Radio. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Thank you to our sustainers and members and everyone who made a pledge during KPR's fall membership drive, which raised just over $270,000. If you meant to pledge but didn't, just go to kansaspublicradio.org. It's your investment that keeps the news and music going. From all of us here at KPR, thank you so much again for your generous support. Here is Mozart now on KPR. It's Maurizio Pollini playing Mozart's 16th piano sonata now on KPR. Maurizio Pollini, the pianist, playing Mozart's 16th piano sonata this morning on KPR. Just about 6 minutes left of our morning. Jeff Watson has more great music coming up between noon and three. I'm Cordelia Brown with you for just a little bit more. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Kansas Book Festival, Saturday, September 28th at Washburn University in Topeka, featuring author panels, live music, food trucks, exhibitor tents, and kids' activities. Open to the public. Details at kansasbookfestival.com. And from the Bach Aria Soloists, celebrating their 25th season with a bash, Bach Aria Soloists House Party, on Friday, September 27th at the Guild, KC. Tickets and more information at BachAriaSoloists.com. And now here's the Dallas Wind Symphony with the tune Percy Aldrich Grainger's Ye Banks and Braes O' Bonnie Doon on KPR. Percy Grainger's take on an old Scottish tune, played by Frederick Fennell's Dallas Wind Symphony. There will be some free band concerts tomorrow, Saturday, September 21st, Variations on Democracy. The Mid-America Freedom Band's first concert of season 22 is here. There'll be two free performances tomorrow at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m., plus a pre-concert panel discussion of political scientists and artists takes place an hour before each performance. So that's tomorrow at 11 and 3. The panels are at 10 and 2. It's at the Truman Forum, Kansas City Public Library Plaza branch. And they'll begin with In the Balance by John Dante Prevedini. Also, Chouette versus BAMN by Jorge Sosa Ortega. Music by Ethel Smythe, Smith, Carol Arion, Spencer Arias, Lee Hartman, and Jennifer Jolly. The Mid-America Freedom Band. Two free concerts tomorrow.
Some tomato bits, and now we're adding two tea bags.
Listen for the latest headlines plus useful life hacks every weekday on Morning Edition.
Monday morning, there'll be a fresh new Morning Edition here on KPR from NPR. Today should be sunny and hot with a high of 92. And tonight we have a 50% chance of some rain, probably after about 1 o'clock in the morning, a low of 71. And Saturday also brings a 50% chance of rain. Tomorrow should be cloudy with a high of 87. Saturday night, 90% chance of some rain with a low of 64, bringing us a Sunday where it's 90% possible we'll get some more rain to keep this dust down. The high on Sunday is only supposed to be 71. Peaking into next week, might rain before 7 a.m. Monday morning, but a high of 65 for Monday. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg, Junction City, Abilene, and KANQ Chanute, KPR.
Live from NPR News in